Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on searchcio.com. Technology professionals worry their lack of business skills is holding them back. Maybe you're one of them. Unfortunately, new evidence suggests your concerns are not unfounded. This month's DICE report from DICE Holdings, an online career site for technology professionals, shows that 35% of tech pros feel their weakest career skill is budget management, 28% feel they just aren't business savvy, and 21% say they are weak in developing future strategy. Scott Mellon, DICE Holding President and CEO, said that although tech pros want to climb the corporate ladder, many do not feel they have the necessary career skills to make the leap from the corner cubicle to the corner office. Sam Bright, author of the report, believes the high anxiety among tech pros about their lack of business skills is not only justified, but necessary to force change in the industry and to force IT employees to proactively expand their skill sets beyond the current IT certifications by taking business classes or pursuing a business degree. When business intelligence software projects fail, IT is often blamed. But the failure can usually be traced to a lack of leadership, not technology. In fact, a new survey finds that a lack of ownership by the right executive often leads to a disconnect between the vision of senior management and the way a project gets done. The core issue with business intelligence not succeeding isn't a technical issue, said Betsy Burton, Gartner Vice President and Analyst. Rather, she said it's the failure on the part of business leaders to make sure the organization gets the information it needs and leverages it in a way that makes sense with the business objectives. Burton, who surveyed 350 organizations about their business intelligence projects, found that only 10% reported their projects had C-level executive sponsorship with a direct link to the business. 25% said their projects were sponsored by an IT manager, and 25% had no executive sponsor at all. What raised the red flag for Burton, however, was that 40% of those polled said their business intelligence projects were owned by lower-level business executives. That isn't ideal, Burton said, because that group tends to have a tactical rather than strategic role, which is what ends up sinking most projects. If you haven't heard of the Information Technology Infrastructure Library by now, chances are you'll know quite a bit about the ITIL framework by the end of the year. The noise around version 3 of the ITIL framework has been building, and will likely reach a crescendo once it goes live in the next few months. The big promise of ITIL is its adoption can lead to dramatic improvements in business efficiency and customer satisfaction, as well as cost savings across all business operations, principally service support and delivery systems. Version 3 of the ITIL framework will refine the standards and processes developed by versions 1 and 2. According to Mike Tainer, IT Service Management Practice Manager at the Forsyth Solutions Group, ITIL version 3 should help IT organizations reduce their amount of unplanned work, transforming them from reactive into innovative groups. ITIL was originally developed by the Office of Government Commerce in 1988 as an integrated best practice method for managing IT services in the British government. Macintosh computers have long had proponents among business users, such as those in the art department. But in terms of pure numbers, Macs barely make the charts. Still, disillusionment with Windows platforms is motivating some CIOs to consider a radical move, an enterprise-wide switch from Windows to Macintosh. Dale France, CIO of Tacoma, Washington-based Auto Warehousing, is working on a proof-of-concept project with his company's homegrown ERP system. He said he has seen some success in the early stage of the process, but proof-of-concept in a test environment doesn't necessarily prove it can work enterprise-wide. Auto Warehousing, the largest automobile processing company in North America, receives accessories and ships to dealerships 5.5 million cars a year. A lot is at stake if it switches to Mac. Gartner analyst Michael Silver said that although he hasn't spoken to many organizations that are interested in bringing Macs to mainstream business users yet, some trends in the IT industry are pointing toward a future where Macs could supplant PCs in some organizations. As for Auto Warehousing, France said his people are a little bit nervous about the switch to Macs, but he's trying his best to reassure them and take them along for the ride. Available on demand this week is the expert podcast, 9 Biggest Mistakes for eDiscovery and How to Overcome Them. Mark Diamond, President and CEO of Contoral, discusses how mistakes involving eDiscovery can cause significant negative impact in terms of costs and ultimately even lead to a forced settlement or lost litigation. Also, be sure to check out our Quarter 1 ITSM update, which includes information on the do's and don'ts of effective configuration management, tips for ITIL implementation, and much more. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on searchcio.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.